Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you. We welcome you to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. At this time, we're going to be led in prayer by Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. God bless you, Vance.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. We are thanking you for this day, thanking you for this opportunity to pray the prayer of faith. We believe you on today, and we take you at your word. We want you to stretch out your mighty hand, that you will touch and bless every listener that is listening to this broadcast. We pray that you will have your way and let your will be done. Oh, my God, we are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We know that thou can do all things, and with you nothing shall be impossible. We pray that you will save to the uttermost. Help somebody to give their life to you and turn from their way. Help them to seek thy faith and call upon the name of the Lord. For we know that you are able to deliver, Lord. Oh, my God, we pray that you look upon all those who are listed on the prayer list. You know them one by one and name by name. Oh, my God, we want you to touch them in a special way. I pray that you look on their prayer requests. We pray that you will grant the petition that they desire of you. My God, we know that you are a miracle worker. You can do everything. You can heal the sick. You can raise the dead. You can save the unsaved. You can fill with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Yes, oh, my God, we pray that you will do this, oh, Lord. Move, yes, Lord, by your spirit. Let your blood cover today. Oh, yes, my God, wash away sins, oh, Lord, yes, and all wrongdoing, oh, Lord. We pray that you have mercy today, oh, Lord. Look upon your people, oh, Lord. Touch us, oh, Lord. One by one and name by name, have mercy on us. Help us, oh, Lord. We want to serve you. We want to please you. And we want to do the thing that is right in thy sight. Help us, oh, Lord, to seek to draw nigh unto you, to get closer to you, Lord. We need a closer walk with you, Lord. We want to please you in every way. Have your way. Let your will be done today, oh, Lord. Send thy word, send thine anointing. Let some soul be blessed today, O Lord. Let some soul be saved, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we're depending on you today. We know you can do everything. Oh, my God, we're waiting, Jesus. We can't do nothing without you. We need you to go with us every step of the way, to lead, guide, and direct our path. We acknowledge you, oh, God. Oh, God, without you, we can do nothing. We are helpless without you. But we are dependent on you today, that you will have your way and that you will let your will be done. Send your word, speak to our hearts and minds. Let some heart and some soul be pricked today, Lord, that they may turn from their ways and seek your faith and call upon your name, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you will look upon the youth, have your way in their lives. Save them, O Lord. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Help them to give themselves unto you, Lord. Look upon the youth throughout the world. Have mercy today, O Lord. Somebody is safe and needs to be saved. Somebody is in sin, O Lord. Oh, my God, we know you can bring them out. You're able, Jesus. Have mercy today, O Lord. Save some soul. Have mercy, O Lord, on that wandering soul that has no place to go or no place to live. We pray that you touch, Lord. Pray that you look on that young soul that has been missing. We know you're able, Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you are a merciful God. You're able to deliver them, oh, Lord. Send them back home, oh, Lord. Say to the other folks, Lord, we know you can do it, and we believe you today. We take you at your word. Your word is true, and your word cannot fail. Oh, my God, we thank you for what you're doing, Lord. We thank you for the things that you've already done. We thank you for the testimonies of victory. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Somebody has been blessed, Lord, and we thank you for what you've done. We acknowledge your will. We acknowledge what you've done. We give glory and honor and praise unto thy holy name. We pray that you will go with us, O Lord. Stand by us. Lead, guide, and direct our path. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist May. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God once again for this radio broadcast. And we are so grateful that you tuned in. And for those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And we have this month, Youth Empowerment Month, and we're going to have our opening scripture read by Winter Brown. So Winter Brown, if you're on, you can go ahead and read the opening scripture.
I'm reading from Psalms 139, verse 14. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful scripture being read by Winter Brown. I tell you, that is a beautiful scripture. We thank God for Winter so willingly coming on to read the opening scripture. And now, at this time, we're going to have announcements by Evangelist Khadija Hameen. God bless Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And God bless you all. Thank you so much for listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And we have our announcements. If you would like a copy of tonight's show or any show that has been broadcasted, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. And to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call us at 319-527-6763. Again, that's 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title I School. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, you can email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. And we have here, added to the prayer list, is Katrina and Charisse. Pray for them, please. We want to continue to pray for Lillian Gaskins, all children and young people, the sick and the shut-in, all the bereaved families, those who are incarcerated, the homeless and the hungry, Willie L. Turner, who is Evangelist Hameen's first cousin, my second cousin, Coleman Johnson, David Brooks, Angela Setti, Curtis Berry, who is Missionary Lisa's brother, the bereaved Allen family. Evangelist Hameen is requesting a special prayer for her son, Muhammad Hameen, Glarnice Holmes, Victor Olalei and family, Louis Marshall Jr., Minister Troy Johnson, Samuel Anderson, Celeste Hall, Andrew Marshall, Tammy Ryan, Sister Cheryl Edmond, all the bereaved families. If you would like to call us and speak with us during the broadcast, the guest number is 978-990-5270. The access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth's Ministry of Hope is on. The phone number is 602 580 9377. The access code is 567. Sorry about that. 2574 on Thursdays at 6:00 p.m. Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1:00 p.m. on WD Light Dog, E Light Elephant, X1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Ministry Emmanuel Hoogs teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9:00 p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. Grace Temple hosts Sunday morning service on the teleconference where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. And the access code is 182-7631. And let us be reminded that the 36th Annual Youth Congress of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, Incorporated, convenes Friday, June 25th through Sunday, June 27th, 2021, in Richmond, Virginia. The Friday night service will be held at 7:00 p.m. and live streamed over the broadcast, if it be the Lord's will. And the theme is Vessels Unto Honor. Let's pray for our youth and our youth ministers as well, those who are working along with the young people. And I believe that we were expecting some of the young people to be on to sing. So I'll just go ahead and sing a little portion of this song. We are soldiers in the army. We have to fight, although we have to cry. We have to hold up the bloodstained banner. We have to hold it up until we die. Okay. We are soldiers in the army. We have to fight, although we have to cry. We have to hold up the bloodstained banner. We have to hold it up until we die. Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, I believe that the young people are on the line, and they want to go ahead and sing. They are ready to go. I see exclamation marks and excitement in that, so I'm going to turn it over to them. And I believe they're on Sister Alisa's phone, so she can come over, get off of mute, and let them go ahead and sing. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, and I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, and I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back.
This means war.
Oh, yeah.
This means war.
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 Yeah. I got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, and I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, and I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back.
This means war.
Singing, this means war.
This means war.
Devil, this means war.
This means war.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for that beautiful song of praise. coming through the youth. Amen. They sound so enthusiastic and like they just really want to tear down Satan's kingdom. Oh, glory to God, because Satan trying to take what God has given to them, but this means war. He can't have it. Oh, praise the Lord. We thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for your willingness. And I tell you, I truly enjoyed that beautiful selection. Amen. And at this time, I'm going to go ahead and open up the platform. There may be someone who would like to give a testimony or somebody who just want to sing a song. And this is your opportunity. So we're going to open it up to you if you desire to give a testimony. This is your time. Is Winter, are you still on? If you're there, you want to testify or you want to sing a song? Amen.
God bless you.
God bless.
God bless you. This is Sister Allie.
God bless.
From Camden, New Jersey, Christian Temple. Yeah, I enjoy that song as well. This means war. We take him back with the devil tried. Well, we're going to keep with the devil trying to take from us. So we thank God for that song coming from our youth. They were so much willing to do so. And I just thank God for all things. I thank God for you, Pastor Hameen and Vance Khadija and Vance Maybell, for the work that you're doing. And we thank God for continuing to pray for our youth, because the youth definitely needs it throughout the world, not just in those who are in the church or in the body, but we're praying that the Lord keep them in the house of the Lord. And pray for those who are yet to come. And that's what we believe in the Lord, to add on to the church daily, add on to for these souls to be saved, our young people to be saved. And that's what they're looking for. They're looking for love. They're looking for belonging. But we want to let you know that God loves you and you belong to God. So I thank God for all of you. And we're definitely asking you to continue to keep me in your prayers, your least of your service. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for that beautiful testimony coming through our youth directors, and I enjoyed that, and she's right. We have to continue in prayer for our youth. Now, at this time, we're going to have words from Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for this opportunity, and I enjoyed that song that went forth, because you have to fight to stay on the Lord's side. It's not an easy road all the time, but if you stay with the Lord, he will work things out and he will make the way for you. And I was thinking on how that in order to be saved and receive that salvation that the Lord has for us, we got to fight and we got to drive. As they were singing that song, you got to drive, you got to press against all odds. And against the things that Satan is telling you that is negative, you have to reject it, because every good and perfect gift comes from God. And so that is evil, reject it. And then God will bring you closer. He will cause you to get a little bit closer to him and get a little more understanding about how to seek the Lord and receive salvation. I tell you, this salvation is free today. You don't have to pay for it, but it's free. All you have to do is reach out and receive it. The door to salvation is open, and it's open unto everyone that believes the word of God and receive it into their heart. And it's not hard to be saved. Sometimes people think it takes a long time and it's hard. No, it's not. All you have to do is have a made-up mind to serve the Lord and give yourself to the Lord. And once you do that, surrender everything, that's it. The Lord will take control of you. He will quicken you, and you will know that it's the Lord. You'll know the difference, because God will take control of you, and he'll begin to deal with you, speak through you. and have his way, and you will know for yourself. It's easy. It's not hard. It's hard when you don't want to give up. It's hard when you don't want to accept the word of God. That's when it's hard. So if you just go ahead on and press your way and fight, as you sang that song, this means war. That means a fight. So you have to fight against the devil in order to receive your blessings. I want to encourage you to keep singing, singing praises, and do whatever you can to for the Lord as unto the Lord. Praise the Lord, and I thank God for every one of you, and I love every one of you. So I thank the Lord for all things. And those of you that can get a word of prayer through, I'm asking that you pray for me, that I will be the person that God wants me to be. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those beautiful, encouraging words coming through Evangelist May and the various points that she pointed out. And we ought to take these things into consideration. Amen. And think on them and know that God loves us and that he cares, and the enemy can't do anything that God won't allow him to do. Hallelujah. He can't take what God has given us, you know, but we have to have that determination to fight against the enemy, to stand against him, and the Lord will prove himself and let the enemy know that he is with us. Praise be to God. So we are so grateful. We thank God once again for your willingness, and we thank God for all of you who have tuned in. And I just want to keep it in the forefront that this month is featuring our youth everywhere. Wherever a young person is, children, we want those young people and children to know that God loves them and that God cares about them. And we are here praying for them that the Lord will preserve them and that God will use them and have his way in their lives. So every young person that you encounter, make sure that you encourage that person. Make sure that you let them know that you're there for them, to support them, to back them up, and to help them. And, you know, let them know they can come to you, be approachable to the point where they feel comfortable enough to come to you, even if they want prayer, just, you know, wanted somebody to listen to them, just let them know you're there for them. Praise the Lord. So this month is Youth Empowerment Month. We want to empower our youth, praise be to God, to do all that they can do for the Lord. And so at this time, we're not going to prolong the time, but we're going to prepare to go to the Word of God. And I do have a few verses of Scripture that I would like to impart with you on this afternoon. Praise the Lord. The Lord, he gives us a witness when he wants to speak, when he wants to do something. Praise the Lord. He will give us that witness. And I thank God that the things I have heard thus far, I have the witness. Praise the Lord. So let us put our minds on the Lord for a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you. Oh, God, we ask that you will look upon us and that you will search our hearts while we're praying this prayer. Lord, whatever you're not pleased with, be merciful and forgive us. Lord, we ask that you will speak to our hearts, that you will minister unto us, oh, God, the things that we stand in need of. Lord, we are looking to you and we are depending on you right now, asking you to stop by for just a little while. Oh, my God, and send your word today. Let your word reach our hearts, Lord, and help us to receive your word and live by it. We believe you right now, oh, God, and we count it as done, and we thank you. We ask these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us go to the Word of God. And I will be reading from the King James Version of the Bible, starting with St. Matthew, the 21st chapter, verses 9 through 16. That is St. Matthew, the 21st chapter, verses 9 through 16. Praise the Lord. And the Bible reads in the 9th verse, "And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased, and said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus said unto them, Yea, have ye never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise? Amen. Praise God. I do have some more scriptures to impart, but I just want to stop here and just give you my subject and theme. The subject of the message today is perfecting the way we praise the Lord. And the theme to focus on for this message is give God a praise. Hallelujah. Perfecting the way we praise the Lord. And I thank God for these verses of scripture starting off and how when Jesus made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, preparing to die on the cross. And when he entered into Jerusalem, there were multitudes there that followed him, and the multitudes were crying out these praises to the Lord, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And this was a perfect praise. Hallelujah. They were rendering praise to the Lord as he is worthy of all praises. And when we think on the word perfect, being entirely without fault or defect, flawless. Hallelujah. And so God himself has perfected the praise of babies and sucklings. Hallelujah. Yes. As Jesus went into the temple, he began to clean the temple up because people had set up all kinds of things in the temple of God. And Jesus, he came and he straightened that out by casting out the money changers. He turned the tables over. Hallelujah. And he began to explain to them that they had made the temple of God the den of thieves because they were sitting up in there with doves and they were selling doves and doing all kinds of things in the house of God. But in the 13th verse, Jesus said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. So he straightened that all out. And when that happened, the blind and the lame came to Jesus and Jesus healed them. You know, that's what should be going on in the house of God. The praises should be going up in the house of God. The sick should be getting healed. Bound should be getting delivered. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. The word of God should be being preached. But instead, people have all kinds of things going on in the house of God. They have talent shows. They have beauty pageants. They have all kinds of things going on in the house of God. But this, the Lord's house, is to be is called the house of prayer. Amen. And
Amen.
That's where people who are broken and their hearts are broken or they have troubles and problems, they go there to seek refuge, to seek something from the Lord, to seek that deliverance. So it's important that we perfect the way we praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We ought to give God a perfect praise. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I want to revise that theme and make that give God a perfect praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that's what we ought to work on continually. So the scripture, the opening scripture that was read by Winter, it's such a beautiful scripture, and it's personal. And in that scripture, Psalm 139 and 14, I will praise thee, talking to the Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Hallelujah. So do you know how marvelous the works of God are? Do you know how great God is? Hallelujah. To the point where you will give him that perfect praise. When the children begin to cry out, saying Hosanna to the Son of David, there were the chief priests and the scribe leaders who were upset that the children were praising the Lord. They were upset by that. And when we render praise to the Lord, the devil gets mad. He doesn't like that.
Amen.
He doesn't want us to praise the Lord. He doesn't want us to lift up the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we ought to open our mouth and give God a perfect praise. We ought to lift him every chance we get, because truly God is a mighty God. Oh, we ought to praise him for his mighty acts. And that is in the 150th number of Psalm, telling us to praise the Lord and where to praise him. Praise him in his sanctuary, in the firmament of his power, for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath, glory to God, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We ought to work on perfecting our praise so that we can give God a perfect praise, because what we render to the Lord is not always acceptable. We need to learn how to praise God with a sincere heart. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
We want God to be pleased with our praise. Oh, glory to God. Because when we send up the praises, the blessings come down. And we may be sick in our bodies, but if we can just give God the praise that is due to his name, thank you, Lord, we can be healed and we can be made holy. Oh, yes, Lord.
Amen.
If you're desiring to be saved, you ought to start by giving God praise. You ought to lift up his name, and along with praise comes thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. Psalm 100, 1 through 5, tells us to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. And this is how we can perfect our praise before God. The second verse says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. People don't want to sing praises unto the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. But I thank God that there's somebody, and we heard the youth on this afternoon, singing unto the Lord. Glory to God. And we ought to give God more praise than ever before. We ought to keep on working at it until we can give him a perfect praise. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. He says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving. This is a part of perfecting our praise. We have to learn how to give thanks unto the Lord, because giving God a perfect praise is coupled with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So they go hand in hand. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Oh, glory. I don't know about you, but I have a praise on the inside, and I have to get it out. I just can't keep it to myself, but I have to render praise unto God, because he's worthy at all times. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures for all generations. Oh, praise the Lord. And all of these scriptures are encouraging us and giving us the information we need in order to incorporate a praise in our lives, that we can render unto God and perfect this praise, so much so that if the devil is interfering in your life, he will have to flee. Soon as you start sending that praise up, the devil will have to flee. Hallelujah. You know, God, he fought battles for his people, and all they had to do is just give him praise. All they had to say is, for he is good, his mercy endured forever. And that was praising God. When they started praising God, hallelujah, God slew the enemy. So they didn't even have to fight that battle. So the things that we're going through, if we can learn to praise God with a perfect praise, hallelujah, God will send his holy angels, and the angels will come, and the angels will minister to us. The angels will be encamped all about us, protecting us from the evil forces. Oh, praise be to God. And there are more scriptures that tell us how to praise God. Amen. 147th number of Psalm, verse 1, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. The Lord has built up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Look at God. Because of praise, God will heal you. God will mend the brokenhearted. He will take care of you. He telleth the number of the stars. Only God can do that. He calleth them all by their names. God knows the names of every star in heaven. Oh, praise God. Oh, what a mighty God. What a mighty God he is. Great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. Oh, yes, Lord. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God. How important is praise? How important is it for us to give God a perfect praise. Hallelujah. So let's perfect our praise unto God. Work on that praise. Work on the way you give praise to the Lord. Hallelujah. Because it's important for our salvation. It's important for our healing, for our deliverance. Amen. I have a couple more scriptures to impart with you on today. And let's go over to Hebrews 13 and 15. And it says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. And this is how we are going to perfect the way we praise God. Let it be continual. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. I tell you, God, he has done such great and mighty things. And we ought to take heed to the way we praise God. Let it be continual. Let his praise continually be in your mouth. As the psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And we can offer to the Lord the sacrifice of praise. Oh, yes, Lord, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So the word of God is teaching us how to give God a perfect praise. Psalm 139 and 14 was read, and this is personal, as it was already stated. But you have to make it personal for you. You have to let God know that you're going to praise him. Just like the psalmist says here, I will praise thee. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You got to talk directly to the Lord and tell him that you will praise him. Hallelujah. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. You have to know for yourself. Be a God. And I tell you, today is the day that the Lord has made. We ought to rejoice and be glad in it. We ought to praise God like never before. Praise the Lord. And I know that sometimes people, they have various things to do and they have their schedules and whatnot, but you need to take some time out and give God the perfect praise. The enemy is going to fight you nonetheless. He's going to try and take away everything that God has given you, but don't let him do it. The young people sing that song, this means war. You know, you got to take that stand and fight for what God has given you. Hold on to it and don't let go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I tell you, that song encouraged my heart. And they sang that song just like they meant it. They are fighting against the enemy, letting the enemy know this means war. Don't even come this way. Don't even try it. This means war. Yes. I'm coming against you. I'm going to go to God in prayer. Yes. I'm going to praise him anyhow. I'm going to sing unto the Lord. I'm going to give thanks unto his name. I'm going to bless his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You have to be that determined. Praise the Lord. I'm excited. My soul is just rejoicing because God, he is moving by his spirit, and he's doing great and mighty things. And I'm here to encourage the youth everywhere. I'm here to empower you with the word of God, to empower you with prayer. Oh, glory to God. To empower you by giving you an opportunity to do something for the Lord. Praise God. And the devil doesn't like that. Oh, no. He doesn't want you to get the victory. He doesn't want you to get your deliverance. Amen. He wants you to be all shy. He wants you not to participate, not to do anything, want to be left alone and just want to go on here and there. Praise the Lord. But I want to tell you right now that God cares about you, and God wants to use you. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God wants to have his way in your life. You know, God can use a little baby. So age means nothing with God. He can use anybody he wants to use. Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes.
I'm reminded of how when Mary greeted her cousin Elizabeth, who was carrying John the Baptist at the time, and when Mary went there, she was carrying Jesus. Glory to God. And when she walked into the door, Jesus, oh, yes, Lord, his presence, being in that house, the baby inside of his mother's womb began to praise God. Oh, yes, Lord. He leaped for joy inside his mother's womb. And when that praise went up, the Holy Ghost came down on Elizabeth. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Glory be to God. God began to move by his spirit.
Amen.
Elizabeth opened up her mouth and God began to speak. So it's no telling what God will do through your praise. You're going through something and you really don't feel like singing. You ought to open up your mouth and just start singing to the Lord and just giving thanks to his name and see won't God show
Amen.
Up. See won't the Lord stop by and see about you.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. He will come. Oh, yes, he will. He'll come to your aid. He'll come to your rescue. And so we have to take this personally. Let us be sincere about our praise. Amen. We want God to accept it. We want it to be pleasing to our Lord. And so every time you send up a praise before God, let it be a perfect praise. Amen.
Yes.
Let that praise be perfect when you send it up to the Lord, that God will honor that praise and he will do wonders in your life. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So I encourage you to take the word of God in and allow God to have his way in your life. And the Lord truly commanded us to go into all the world and to preach the gospel to every creature. That means don't leave nobody out. And I know that people have a little bit of hesitation and a little bit of drawback when it comes to going forth and speaking out before crowds and so forth. But I'm here to tell you that God will give you the Holy Ghost and boldness to go forth and do what he commanded. To be a witness for the Lord, we can't be ashamed. We can't be ashamed of this gospel because this is
Amen.
The gospel of deliverance. This is the gospel that the whole world needs. And praise the Lord, God will help us to overcome. And then he will give us that holy boldness and we can go all around the world. But you know, God has made it possible for us to reach people in other countries. And I can say of a truth that I never thought that it would be done this way. But I believe Jesus when he said that the work that he did, greater work than these shall we do. And praise God, we can reach so many more people. Going out on the radio and reaching all of these countries. And I just want to make mention of a couple of them. Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Colombia. That's just to name a few. Australia.
Yes.
All of these countries are listening to our broadcast. And that is the way God is reaching around the world. So let's
Amen.
Give praise. Let's lift up Jesus as often as we can and by whatever means we can. Hallelujah. Let's give him the glory, the honor, and praise that is due to his name. I thank God
Amen.
For his word on this afternoon. Praise the Lord. I pray that you have gained something from the word of God and that it is a blessing to you from this time forward. Praise God. And at this time, There may be someone who's been desiring to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, desiring to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. And I want to say to you that Jesus is waiting, willing, and able to do everything you need him to do. If you can only have faith to believe, God, he will move in your life. If you're willing to repent of all of your sins and ask God to forgive you, oh yes, Lord, God is willing to forgive and take away all of your sins because Jesus already paid the price when he died on the cross. He died for the whole world to take away the sins of the world, to save the whole world. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. So today, if you're willing to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, this moment, right now in your heart, make a surrender to the Lord and repent of your sins. Ask God to have mercy upon you and to forgive your sins and to save you. And I believe the Lord will hear your cry this very moment. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I believe he's ready to accept you as his own. But just be willing to be godly sorry, so sorry that you've done this wrong and so sorry for the sins you committed that you never want to do this again. You never want to sin against God. And God will have mercy on you. And if there's anyone right now who is backslidden on God, who is not where you desire to be in the Lord, this is your opportunity right now to get to where you desire to be in the Lord, to come to the Lord, that the Lord will reclaim you and restore your soul. God has the power to do it for you right now. Oh, thank you, Lord. You don't have to put it off any longer. But this is your opportunity. Oh, glory be to God. And also anybody that's sick in your body, we're going to go to God in prayer, and we're going to touch and agree. Amen. We're going to pray to the Lord the prayer of faith, believing God, because I know that God hears and he answers prayer. So at this time, with our minds on the Lord, let us believe together. Let us have faith. Put our faith together, and let's believe God right now. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, O God, for another opportunity just to come before you, O Lord. We humble ourselves, and we ask that you will have mercy upon us. Lord, while we're praying this prayer, we ask you to please, please search our hearts, O God. We don't know our own heart, but, Lord, you know the heart, and you try the reins. Lord, we ask that you forgive us, that you will blot out our transgressions. Lord, wash away all of our iniquities in the name of Jesus and cover us under your blood. Oh, my God, we are asking you on behalf of those who are seeking to accept you as their personal Savior, to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We come to you right now, O God, asking that you forgive their sins and that you will take away their sins. Oh, Lord, wash them, purge them, clean them up, O God, and fill them with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Move in their lives, O Lord, and let them know how much you love them and how much you care. Lord, have mercy right now, Jesus, and loose their shackles. Destroy the works of the enemy. Tear down strongholds,
yes,
O God, in the name of Jesus. Destroy the works of darkness. We know you're able, Lord God. Save the lost souls of men around the world. Oh, God, we pray right now for those who are sick and shut in, Lord, asking you to visit them where they are. Oh, God, and lay your hand on them, Jesus. Touch their body and raise them up, Lord. And if they've committed any sins, let their sins be forgiven and make them everywhere whole, Lord. Raise them up,
Lord,
off of that sick bed, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh,
Lord,
my
Jesus.
God, rebuke that condition and make them whole,
yes,
right,
Lord,
now. Give them a testimony that they may tell of your goodness. In the mighty name of Jesus, we believe you together, Lord, and we touch and we agree on the same thing in this prayer. Lord, we come to you on behalf of the youth, oh Lord Jesus, asking that you'll remember the young people and the little children everywhere, one by one and name by name. Oh, blessed Savior, wrap your arms around them. Let your holy angels be encamped all about them. Anoint them and use them for your service. Have your way in their lives. And those
Have
who are discouraged, Lord, encourage them today. Encourage their heart. Oh, God, bless them, Lord Jesus, with the blessing that they stand in need of. And we're praying right now, God, for those who are bereaved of their loved ones, asking you to bring them comfort, bring them consolation. Oh, my God, be close to them and let them feel the warmth of your love in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, God. Bless those families in this difficult time for them. We know you can do it, Lord. Remember those on the prayer list, one by one, name by name, all around the world, God. And every family member that's represented by those names on the list, bless, Lord God, with the blessing that each and every one stands in need of. Heal, my God. Save, Lord. Deliver right now. Work out the problems, Lord. Fix it in the homes. We know you can do it, Lord Jesus. Whatever the need is, we believe you right now, God. We believe that we have the petitions we've asked in this prayer. And, oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy.
Thank
you, Jesus, for all that you've done, Lord. We thank you. Glory to your name. We praise your holy name, Lord. We lift you up, for you are worthy of all praises. Oh, glory and honor belong unto you. Lord, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you, Lord, for everyone who's listening in on this afternoon. And we pray right now, God, that you will command the blessing to come upon them and overtake them. We believe it and we count it as done. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, we thank God for the word of God. We thank God for prayer. We thank God for each of you. And at this time, we're going to have remarks from Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that stirring message, inciting us to give God some praise. We ought to be thankful unto him and bless his holy name for the great things that he has already done in our lives. So I thank the Lord for that message on this afternoon. I want to encourage you, Daniel Tamim, keep preaching the word of God and keep allowing the Lord to lead and guide you which way to go. I enjoy that on today. And I also want to make mention, too, that I thank God for those who graduated. I believe it was Benjamin and Brother Norman and DeMarcus West, who graduated from high school, and we are happy for them, and we want to encourage them to even go higher. And at this time, this part of the service is into the hands of Evangelist Tommy.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist May, and also congratulations to our graduates. Praise the Lord, and encouraging you, yes, go as far as you can go. And we thank God for you, and we know of a truth that God will help you along the way. Amen. We thank God for our youth who came on and sang earlier. If they're still on and they want to sing again, you certainly are welcome to come on back and sing more. And it feels like this excitement and enthusiasm, and I believe they're gearing up for the Youth Congress, praise the Lord. And I tell you, I could feel that inside. Oh, glory to God. So I'm just going to open up the platform and see if the youth would like to come on back and sing another song. You're certainly welcome to do so. God bless you. Amen. Sister Elise? Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. God bless you.
Are they still around?
No, they had to step out.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Well, we thank God for them taking the time. And do you have anything else you would like to say?
Thank God for the word.
Amen.
Thank God for the word, and just continue to keep us in your prayers. And our young people, especially our young people, we all need prayers. God bless you.
Yes, we do. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for you, Van. I mean, missionary, at least. Praise the Lord. So we ask that you continue in prayer for all of those who are on the prayer list. Let us continue in prayer one for another. And we look forward to you tuning in with us the next time for our broadcast on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And again, this month is Youth Empowerment. Praise be to God. We also thank God for Winter once again for willingly reading the opening scripture, and she did a beautiful job. And thank you so very much, Winter. Amen. Praise God. And I just want to make mention that there's a church across the street from where I live, and that is the church is the True Holiness Church of God. And on this morning, I went there to the service, and I truly enjoyed the service. The pastor is Pastor Patricia Smith, and she preached the Word of God, telling us to put on the whole armor of God. You know, and this is a part of our praise as well. So this is to prepare us to offer up a perfect praise. And there were two young ladies there who had expressed an interest in coming on to the broadcast and maybe give a testimony or maybe sing a song. So if they're on the line, you can go ahead and come on the platform. We'll give you that opportunity. Are you there?
Praise the Lord, Pastor Hameen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
We're all together. We were listening in and tuning in and heard the prayers and the praises that went forth to that exalted our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we were truly encouraged. And we enjoyed the word out of the mouth of babes and sucklings. Thou hast perfected the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we just thank and praise God for your goodness, his goodness and his kindness, and for your kindness for extending an invitation to allowing us to share in with this beautiful broadcast and exaltation today of you and Evangelist Amin, Khadijah. And all the saints that are on the line, and I do have my daughters in here. They're very shy, but we love you so much, and we just wanted to lift up the name of Jesus and encourage you to keep on keeping on. So I'm going to pass the phone, and they might say a few words.
Praise the Lord.
Hello, everyone. My name is
Hello.
Jesus, and I just want to all the young people, just keep trusting in God.
Amen.
Amen. Good Lord.
Joy. I'm 18 and I really enjoyed the word. I was listening and it was very encouraging.
Hi, my name is Mark. I'm 15 and I enjoyed the word as well. And it was good.
Praise
glory to God.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for these young people. And you know that was very encouraging
Amen.
Because they overcame and came out and said these beautiful words. So we thank God for you and want to encourage you to continue on going after the Lord. And you know, we heard them say to the young people to be encouraged. You know, and young people encourage other young people. And we truly thank God for you, Brother Justin. Amen. And for you and your family for coming on to the broadcast. And you're certainly welcome to come on at any time. Praise the Lord. And, you know, and if you would like to speak to the youth, you can do that as well.
Amen. Amen. We are taught at True Holiness where our pastor is, Pastor Patricia Smith, hallelujah, who's led by the Spirit of the Lord. Once the word has gone forth, you know, it's not too much you can say behind it. But there's one thing I will say to the youth, to be encouraged. I remember growing up as an adolescent and even a young adult and just stepping back and beholding, just looking at the world and, you know, just trying to figure out where I fit in. Amen. And I wasn't saved at the time, but, you know, our young folk, hallelujah, those who are on this line, if you don't know the Lord, get to know the Lord. But our youth, you know, Jesus is not foreign to them. They know where their strength and where their help comes from. And if they just hold on to the Lord, there's nothing that he won't do for them. He is a lamp unto our feet, and he is a light into our path. And I just enjoyed the word, Pastor Amin. I really did. And I always enjoy the fellowship with you and Evangelist Khadijah. Khadijah, I call her D. And Brother Muhammad, my brother. Truly, the prayers are still going up. Hallelujah for all people. Our prayers got to crisscross, and we got to pray for one another. And that's all I had to say.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for you. Glory to God. So we just thank God for everything that's been said and done. And to you, our listeners, we truly thank you for your continued support, for your prayers, and for your love. And as stated before, we look forward to you tuning in with us again on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until then, this concludes the broadcast. May the Lord bless you greatly, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless.